It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
He came all the way to London to get sick.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here to check out the series. You know what to do. Like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I do three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones anywhere in podcast land, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or of course, right here on YouTube for the video versions. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, actor Brendan Hunt. We're going to be talking about the third season of Ted Lasso. Maybe the final season, maybe not. We're midway through as we conduct this interview, and Brendan and I get to talk about his portrayal of Coach Beard, which, you know, if you follow Ted Lasso in the series, you might have your favorites, and you know, maybe it switches from time to time, but I think Coach Beard's my favorite. I may be my favorite character. I love what he does. I love that he goes on these excursions, and sometimes we have no clue what he's done, but you get these little breadcrumbs, you know, these little hints, and it sounds like these crazy outlandish stories. I mean, he did get one of his episodes back in the previous season. And if you saw the Sunflowers episode, we also call it Amsterdam, I feel like there is a whole backstory on where he went during that episode that we may never fully understand. But I am going to ask Brendan about exactly that. We're going to talk about the third season. We're going to talk about the expectations from us, the fans, and how that's landing on them as not just the actors, but as the writers as well. I want to bring up some of the music choices. There was a duet on a Kenny Rogers song during this season, but there's been some great musical moments all throughout the series. So I'm going to hear about that as well, and lots more. So let's just jump straight into it. We're talking season three of Ted Lasso. It's Kyle Meredith with Brendan Hunt.
Hey, Kyle.
We're halfway through the season right now. It is everything that I've hoped it would be. I'm so happy you guys could, you know, without the monoculture that we used to have, I think it's so rare that that people are investing so much time into one show. Halfway through, are you guys starting to feel like a little bit of the pressure? Because I feel like people are counting on you all.
Well, I mean, the show's already made. We can't change course now. So pressure schmesher. No, I mean, it's out there, halfway, then the back half, we think is good. We may come to find we were wrong, but
I will say, you know, hearing you all talking about, you know, especially around the second season, that Darker Before the Dawn sort of scenario right there, I felt like once we got into this one, like everything, like you're really making us work for it, I think is what I was getting to right there.
You know, things were going down in 4 and 5, but there seems to have been some kind of change in 6. We'll see what that change brings about.
All right. Well, coming off of Sunflowers in Amsterdam, one of my favorite episodes of this entire season. Really, seriously, was absolutely beautiful. I know you had a lot to do with it, some of the writing on that too. And it was a damn movie. I think that's also why, you know, as a greedy fan, we got a little bit of that. My question, is there a script for the Piggy Stardust adventure?
Is that the spinoff you want?
That's, you know, look, I'm flanked by him. It's just coincidence here, but I've got Bowie over my shoulder.
Sure. Like, I don't see any pig noses. I don't see any pig noses. You put some pig noses on there and we'll talk about a spinoff.
I would say for, you know, as a writer, is that ever tempting? Like, you know, you have these small ideas just to chase down those rabbit holes.
I mean, that is what Ted Lasso is in the long run. I mean, it was just kind of something thrown together for an ad campaign, and look at us now. I definitely believe in rabbit holes. I mean, you know, the Amsterdam episode is meant to touch on a bunch of things that can happen to anyone in Amsterdam. You know, finding creativity, finding yourself, you know, finding a friend on a bike ride. But it's also specific to certain things I did and found in my time there. And one thing I did was I got a band together and I you know, Aladdin Saned out, and we performed the entire Ziggy Stardust album. So that was a nod to that. And then at the last minute, Jason goes, and a pig nose. And a pig nose. All right. And a pig nose. Oh, you got one. Okay, great. And now we're, you know, we're one half hour writing session away from a spinoff.
And we'll be right back right after this.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Brendan Hunt.
But, you know, that also brings up all those other questions. Like, I know it's been the whole, like, oh, are we really ending after this season? That whole thing. Like when you've got something like this, could you ever see yourself playing Coach Beard outside of the series?
I don't know. I mean, there are so many ways you could go, you know, in this hypothetical spinoff world, but Beard is the only character who is truly defined by his proximity to another character. So I'm not sure that would make sense, as much as that pains me financially to say. Don't think it'll work.
You know, but there's so much wonder and curiosity, his relationship with Jane. You know, like, I have this question about Coach Beard. Like, for someone who seems to always be a little bit at odds even with himself, with his own intellectual self, like, can he ever be happy?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he can. I think everyone can, as long as they know who they are. I mean, I think he is happy. In fact, I think they're just certain voices that will be coming up every now and again, that they're just going to come up now and again. But I think that's kind of true for everyone. Like, we shouldn't be thinking about happiness as an elimination of bad feelings or memories or thoughts. You know, happiness is what happens around those things, and recognizing that, you know, bad thoughts and bad memories are also finite, you know, and getting through them, putting them behind you, knowing that there's still more coming, just being able to compartmentalize in that way is about as close to happiness as I personally would expect to get. And I I suspect it's true for Beard too, because I know him well.
Well, that's, you know, to spend this much time with a character too, do you find that it gets closer to yourself as you go on throughout seasons? Like, what might start as a fictional person, like Ziggy Piggy Stardust, you know, maybe being one of those things?
Yeah, I mean, he's always had a lot of me in him, and it's just starting to leak out, you know. I speak a little Dutch. I have in the past shown a proclivity for toxic relationships. I know the rules of soccer better than most of my friends. So yeah, we're just shaking that particular jar and seeing which crumbs hit the floor.
Well, I'll wrap with this one too. The music moments in here are so good. I know we got the Kenny Rogers song, the little duet in there. Brian Eno with Emerald and Stone, Spiritualize, Ice Cube. How do you land on the songs? And you know, is that part of the writing process of knowing what you want for that moment?
You try not to get too attached to a song for a particular moment in a script. Quentin Tarantino, if I recall correctly, has a trick where he will name a song similar to the song that he actually wants. Because if you write down that you really want that song, then the price goes up for that song as soon as they read it. But we have, you know, a really good conveyor belt of people with good opinions of music that these things go through. So I'll have pitches in there. Joe will as well. Our fantastic music supervisor, Tony Von Purview, or as we call him, the MVP TVP, will get in there. Our editors have great thoughts. And then in the end, you know, Jason chooses. And yeah, that has seemed to be, you know, a pretty good series of sentinels on that process.
Well, that's another part that I love it. Brendan, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it. I love what you guys are doing.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for the kind words about the Amsterdam episode. That was a special one.
And my thanks to Brendan Hunt, season 3 of Ted Lasso, airing now on Apple TV Plus. And thanks to you for checking out the episode again. Please do hit that subscribe button while you're hanging around. You do that, I give you 3 brand new interviews every single week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFBK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots. That's Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 3 of them. My address, at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.